Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Attention Braille, large print, and cassette monitor readers. In January 2010, we intend to clean up the monitor database. If you wish to continue to receive the Braille monitor in large print or Braille or on cassette, you must notify Marcia Dyer by email, mdyer, M-D-Y-E-R, at nfb.org, phone 410-659-9314, extension 2204, or mail 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Be sure to tell her which format you wish to receive. Remember that you can receive each issue by email at the beginning of the month by signing up at www.nfb.org, select Publications, and then Braille Monitor. There you will see instructions for receiving the email edition. From that page, you can also download individual articles or the entire monitor in text or MP3 format. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Mildred Rivera Rao. Honored. The following profile of NFB of Maryland leader Mildred Rivera Rao is currently posted on the American Bar Association website. Lawyer Spotlight, September 2009, Mildred A. Rivera Rao, Esquire. Blind Latina employment lawyer helps promote diversity in the federal workforce. With the recent rise of Sonia Sotomayor to the United States Supreme Court, Mildred A. Rivera Rao, Esquire, has a great deal of which to be proud. Just like Justice Sotomayor, Millie is a Puerto Rican woman with a disability who works for the federal government. There are important differences, however, as Millie makes her impact via the federal government as an award-winning attorney advisor for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in Washington, D.C. Millie was born legally blind with 20/200 vision in both eyes. After spending some of her high school years in Puerto Rico, she attended Cornell University and then the University of Pennsylvania School of Law. Shortly after taking the bar exam in 1990, she was diagnosed with a brain disorder that severely impacts her mood without medication. For the first 2 years of her career, she worked in a large San Francisco law firm, practicing labor and employment law. She was then recruited by the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and worked as a trial attorney in Baltimore for 12 years before being asked to serve as a special assistant to former EEOC Chair Carrie M. Dominguez. During her career, she received awards from the EEOC for work on a class-action sexual harassment lawsuit, EEOC Disability Initiatives, and the Commission's Spanish-language website, as well as an award from the Maryland affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind for her outstanding volunteer activities with blind youth. Millie recently served a 3-year term as a commissioner for the ABA Commission on Mental and Physical Disability Law. Currently, Millie leads a team of EEO analysts that review federal agencies' equal employment opportunity programs for compliance and provide technical assistance. She also analyzes statistics regarding workforce composition in gender, race, national origin, and disability status. Basically, she and her team make sure that federal entities have the programs and policies in place to ensure a barrier-free workforce. At work, she accommodates her disability with a reader and Zoom Text, a software program that enlarges text and serves as an audible screen reader. She also is permitted to work from home when necessary. Becoming an employment lawyer was not a certainty. Before her first encounter with lawyers in a courtroom during college, Millie did not think she could be an attorney. After watching them litigate, I discovered that lawyers are just regular people doing regular things. I honestly thought, hey, I can do that, she noted. And the same thing applies to individuals with disabilities. We are just regular people who are capable of doing regular things. Sometimes people have to simply get past personal, preconceived notions to appreciate the opportunities that are out there. When comparing her two roles at the EEOC, litigation and agency oversight, Millie finds they each have their own unique benefits, whether for her or the diversity movement. Litigation was more fulfilling for me because I was able to see the result after the proceedings, she stated. But on the other hand, agency oversight has the ability to affect more people across a broader spectrum. Either way, Millie says she has her dream job. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Betty and Don Capps. Honored, the Senate of the State of South Carolina issued a certificate honoring Betty and Don Capps on the occasion of their 60th wedding anniversary. Here is the text. On motion of Senator Joel Lorre, Senate District 22, this certificate is presented to Betty and Don Capps in honor and recognition of your 60th wedding anniversary. Your love and commitment to one another is a great example of the beauty and strength of the institution of marriage. The South Carolina Senate does hereby congratulate you on this momentous celebration and wishes you many more years of happiness together. Given this 21st day of June in the year 2009, Jeffrey Garrett, Clerk of the Senate. Elected. The NFB of Washington's Inland Empire chapter in Spokane reports the following election results. President Maria Bradford, First Vice President John Croy, Second Vice President Dolores Kaiser, Recording Secretary Susan Lincoln, Corresponding Secretary Gloria Whipple, Treasurer Judy Croy, and Board Members Kyle Woodard and Lark Brown. Donation of a Braille embosser with software needed. A year-old training center for blind children in Istanbul, Turkey, needs to create Braille materials for its students. Robert Leslie Newman is making this request. Recall my Monitor article in May 2007 titled Structured Discovery Learning Goes to Turkey, in which as a member of Blind Corps, I participated on a team of Federationists who presented a demonstration project to show how we in the NFB training centers effectively teach blindness skills. We did go back again in 2008 to train the trainers and will be going again in 2010. This request is one outcome of our work in Turkey. That is to say, Perilta, the largest provider of services to blind children in Istanbul, has established a training center for blind children. Several of the staff have been our students. They do not have the funding to purchase their own embosser and embossing software, and we in the Blind Corps hope and believe that somewhere in our NFB family someone has a working embosser and software that needs a new home. If you are that person, we would like to talk about making this match with blind kids in Istanbul. Please call the president of Blind Corps, Michael Floyd, 402-474-9222. Thank you. http://www.blindcorps.org. Free to a good home. Rhonda will give several items sent free matter for the blind. I am prepared to part with the following Braille books. Parables for Today, 1 volume. Pronouncing Biblical Names, 2 volumes. And Daily Walk with God, 4 volumes. Available as a set. If you are interested, contact Starlight71, STARLYTE, the number 71, at AOL.com. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Cookbook for sale. The Kitchen Corner is a wonderful, accessible cookbook by a Newsreel magazine subscriber, Maggie Nettles, who has passed away. In the foreword, she says, "This book is done not just as a Newsreel fundraiser, but as a labor of love." Special NFB pricing of $20 for all formats, Braille, large print, regular print, 4-track cassette, or MP3 or audio CD, 2 CDs. Payment must be in U.S. funds. We accept checks, money orders, Visa or MasterCard. To order, call 614-469-0700 or 888-723-8737. Library materials needed. Jyoti Srote School is an inclusive school under an NGO, Bethany Society, located in Meghalaya State, India. We have about 80 students from 1st to 10th grade with visual impairments and 80 students with other disabilities or no disabilities. We are currently seeking donations of the following items to enhance our library. Braille books, fiction and nonfiction, poetry, etc., especially books for children and adolescents. Large print books, Braille magazines, issued within the last 2 years, complete Braille dictionaries, English, etc. Tactile picture books, audio books, commercial audio cassettes or CDs. If you are willing to contribute any of these items, please send us a list of the titles of the available books by email to Bethany NGO, BETHANYNGO at REDIFFMAIL.com, or call us from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. IST at 91-364-2210-631 office or 91-9436-119-808. Braille chocolate bars and more. Sweet Tooth is gearing up for the upcoming season by offering many new items to choose from. Besides Braille chocolate bars, we have added chocolate guide dogs with the Braille saying, best friend, or customized with a dog's name, chocolate watches with Braille, and other items that can be customized with Braille. Besides Christmas items, Valentine's Day, Easter, and birthday items can be customized with Braille sayings. Sweet Tooth also has a complete line of chocolate products, including suckers and clusters of various kinds. Over 250 candy molds are available to choose from. Price lists are available in print, regular and large, in Braille, and online. The Braille chocolate bars come with a choice of sayings, including Happy Birthday, Love You, Have a Nice Day, Thank You, Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays. They weigh 4.5 ounces and can be made in milk, dark, or white chocolate. The bars can be made plain at a price of $2.75 each, or with nuts, crispy, or crushed peppermint at $3 each. For sugar-free bars, add $1 additional per bar. All candy is bagged in cellophane and tied with ribbons. Shipping and handling is extra, the amount based on each order, and orders are shipped 2-day priority, U.S. Postal Service, with delivery confirmation. To order, contact Sweet Tooth by calling Judy Davis, owner, 32 Vinton Road, Rochester, New York, 14622. Phone 585-544-1853, or by email at judydavis12@rochester.rr.com. Payment is by check or money order only, made payable to Judy Davis. Attention Braille users! The Braille Authority of North America, BANA, is looking for Braille readers, teachers, and transcribers to assist with an evaluation of the Nemeth Uniform Braille System, NUBS, an experimental Braille code designed to represent literary, math, and scientific information, combining all three codes into one unified system. Participants will be asked to read a sampler version in NUBS and to respond to questions about their reading experience. The sampler will be available in both embossed Braille and SimBraille. Anyone who reads or writes Braille, no matter what age or amount of experience reading or writing Braille, is welcome to take part in this project. If you are interested in participating, you may request a sampler in one of three ways: by sending an email to brailleauthority@gmail.com, by sending a print or Braille letter to Judy Dixon, 1805 North Oakland Street, Arlington, Virginia, 22207, or by calling Judy Dixon at 202-707-0722. Whichever method you use to request your sampler, please include your name and mailing address and whether you want the sampler in embossed Braille or in SimBraille. We anticipate that sampler packages will be mailed out for comment in November 2009. Participants will have approximately 4 weeks to read the sampler and complete the questionnaire. All participants who complete the questionnaire will be informed how to get access to the evaluation report when it is complete. If you are interested in helping with this project, or if you have questions, please contact Judy Dixon, BANA Chair at jdix@loc.gov, or 202-707-0722. Attention parents, teachers, and Braille reading kids! This autumn we begin large-scale field testing of a new reading media assessment tool that paves the way for the achievement of literacy for blind and visually impaired students. Children, parents, and teachers in schools across the country can try this new assessment and make a positive impact on the educational features of countless others in this generation and in generations to come. We are seeking teachers, schools, and school districts that could take part in this next phase of testing. If you have pre-readers, children in grades K through 12, children with cognitive disabilities, or sighted children with no visual impairment who can participate and would like to help in the development of this national assessment, please contact Jessica Bachicha at the National Center at jbachicha@nfb.org or call her at 410-659-9314, extension 2529. Additional information on the treatment of diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Paul Gabbias, a former president of the National Federation of the Blind of Nevada and a certified independent international wellness home consultant with Nikon, read Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy in the June 2009 edition of the Braille Monitor. He is concerned by the article's statement that an uncertain scientific basis exists for the electromagnetic treatment for the symptoms of diabetic neuropathy developed by Nikon Researchers, a Japanese company that provides solution to wellness in body, mind, family, society, and finances. Paul provides details of promising research results using static and dynamic magnetic stimulation available from Nikon Technologies. He says that Dr. Michael Weintraub, a clinical professor of neurology at New York Medical College in Valhalla, New York, reports tests of the efficacy of Nikon's magnetic technologies used to treat diabetic neuropathy in static magnetic field therapy for symptomatic diabetic neuropathy, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial, published in Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Volume 84, Issue 5, pages 736 to 746. According to Paul, Dr. Weintraub has shown significant effects from use of static and dynamic magnetic fields. Finally, he notes that our article refers people to Nikon's world headquarters, but as a direct sales company, Nikon cannot do business directly with potential customers. He invites people interested in additional information about Nikon technologies, products, or business opportunities to contact him directly at 250-491-7256, PGABIAS at GABIAS.com, or www.nikken.com/paulgabias. Country Christmas CDs available featuring Ray Starr. It's time to begin planning for Christmas again. Each CD is $12 or two CDs for $20. Make checks payable to Raymond Rokita, R-O-K-I-T-A, 3816 Schlee Street, S-C-H-L-E-E, Lansing, Michigan, 48910-4435. Blindness and VI students explore the globe. There is a photo at this point, the caption, Team of Blind and Sighted Students on the 2009 Leading the Way Expedition to the Grand Canyon. I got to see stars for the first time in my life, said Kelly, a visually impaired teenager. Sitting on the rim of the Grand Canyon was the first time in my life where it was dark enough for me to actually see the contrast of the stars. It was magical. Kelly was one of 10 teenagers, half of them blind or visually impaired, who spent their July on an adventure many wait a lifetime to experience, rafting the Grand Canyon. With the Colorado-based nonprofit Global Explorers, www.globalexplorers.org, this unlikely team spent 16 days shattering expectations and using adversity to their advantage as they explored science, culture, leadership, and service on the rim and deep within the walls of the magnificent canyon. Global Explorers partnered with the nonprofit Grand Canyon Youth, www.gcyouth.org, and the National Park Service to provide this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Another team of blind, visually impaired, and sighted teenagers embarked on an equally extraordinary journey of leadership and self-discovery in the Maya Yucatan. I can't remember the last time I got to run as fast as I could, said Eric, a blind participant, as he completed an impromptu race on a long stretch of white sandy beach. The team also encountered science, culture, leadership, and service as they explored ancient Maya ruins, snorkeled in the world's second-largest Great Barrier Reef, and camped in the Sian Ka'an Biosphere Reserve. Elizabeth, a sighted teammate, said, "This experience aided in the discovery of my passions and dreams. I am now on my own path of figuring out what makes me truly alive." Developed in partnership with world-renowned blind adventurer Eric Weinmayer, Global Explorers' nationally recognized Leading the Way program takes high school and college-age people of all physical abilities on life-changing adventures around the world. Far more than a fun trip, each expedition involves preparatory curriculum prior to travel and a service leadership project post-travel. In the summer of 2010, Global Explorers is returning to the Grand Canyon and Yucatan Peninsula and is accepting applications through November 15, 2009. To apply, to nominate a student, or to learn more, visit www.globalexplorers.org and click Leading the Way, or call 877-627-1425. Braille and large print materials are available upon request. Scholarship funds are also available. Leading the Way has been featured on CBS Sunday Morning, The Travel Channel, ABC Nightline, and World News Tonight. When Eric returned home, his father said, "You all have given him something very special, a vision that he can do anything as long as he puts his heart, mind, body, and hard effort into it. Never will I quit," he says now, more than ever. Brailler Repair. The Selective Doctor Incorporated is a repair service for all IBM typewriters and Perkins Braille writers. Located in Baltimore, the service has done work for the Maryland School for the Blind and a number of other organizations in Maryland. They accept Perkins Braillers sent to them from around the country. The cost to repair a manual Perkins Brailler is $55 for labor, flat rate, plus parts. Because of technical complexity, the cost to repair an electric Perkins Brailler is $60 for labor, flat rate, plus parts. The Brailler will be shipped back to you by U.S. mail, free matter for the blind, and insured for $400. The cost of this insurance, $5.70, will be added to your invoice. This listed insurance charge may fluctuate due to rate changes by the Postal Service. To mail Braillers using the U.S. Postal Service, send your Braillers to the Selective Doctor, P.O. Box 571, Manchester, Maryland 21102. With your Braillers, please include your name and organization, if applicable, shipping and billing addresses, telephone number, and a brief description of your Braillers' needs. Should you require additional information, please call 410-668-1143 or email braillerrepair@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.selectivedoctor.com. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale, I have a Packmate QX400 with accessories for sale. Comes with a fabric case, one socket P500 Wi-Fi card, and a couple of memory cards. Includes power cable, computer cable, and USB thumb drive adapter. Asking $1,100 or best offer. You ship. Contact Maureen at 727-735-0797. For sale, I have a DoubleTalk LT serial speech synthesizer in good condition for sale. Asking $100 or best offer. Call Justin Eckes at 909-648-8551 or email jekis at fastmail.us. For sale, Bookport reader with Executive Products leather case, USB cable, flash card, and documentation. Accepts all major file types including BRF, BRL, DAISY 2.x, DAISY 3.x, and DOC Microsoft Word 97 or later. In excellent condition. Asking $200 plus shipping. Contact Hal at 727-735-0797 or by email at w1lob@tampabay.rr.com. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.